Around about 5 o'clock, I got a call from a concerned person from that area who is always out walking along that stream in question. He contacted me to say that while he was there, he noticed a white, milky-like substance in the water, in the water that was creating a lot of suds, as if it was some kind of detergent. On further examination, he came across a number of dead fish in the stream. In my conversation with him, I asked him to gather up as many as he could and preserve them for examination. I then contacted Dr. Joe Ferry, the Chief Environmental Officer with the Donegal County Council, and to be absolutely fair, Joe was on the scene, I would say, within an hour. I actually drove over there, and he was there actually before I was, and had seen the issue in question, had seen a number of dead fish in the stream, and had taken his own samples for further examination in the laboratory. He told me that IFI were to be on the ground this morning, and he was to make IFI aware that the gentleman in question who reported the incident had evidence of quite a large, maybe up to 20 dead either par, trout par, sea trout par, or even perhaps salmon par. So, I mean, this is a significant kill in a very important tributary, which goes directly into the Skeag River, which goes then directly into Inchlake.
You are obviously wanting to see a full investigation by IFI and other agencies into this. As you've said, IFI and Fisheries Ireland should be on the ground this morning. It isn't the first time this has happened, and this is a matter of concern.
Yes, it has happened during my tenure as a council. It has happened on at least one occasion in the past. It was investigated. The investigated showed that the casualties included sea trout par, salmon par, and brown trout. And, you know, these tributaries are under severe pressure, and, you know, any kill of this nature or of this extent could take years for these stocks to